Chapter 25. The assault from the Silent Ones was relentless. Not even the fall of night had slowed them. It was as if they were driven by some unnatural power that removed all their need for rest. Valmorsa's defenders had now been pushed back almost to the point where the road leveled off. Halvar knew that once there, they would be forced to retreat inside the mountain. Kat and Linial had continued to assault the enemy until they were on the verge of collapse. It had been less than an hour into the battle when both mages realized that something was inhibiting their magic, making their attacks less effective. And whatever it was, it made casting spells far more taxing. It was only through the combined insistence of all three leaders that they finally agreed to retire to the rear for a few hours of rest. The fact was, their attacks were now doing little better than that of the archers, who had long since run out of arrows. Halvar's eyes constantly strayed to the tree line. Even though he knew the rest of their forces weren't due to arrive for another full day, he couldn't help but hope they'd been able to move faster than anticipated. If they did not, all might well be lost before they got here. He felt a hand on his shoulder. "Your people have fought bravely," remarked Ularion. Halvar nodded. "As have yours. But I fear bravery isn't enough." The mass of combatants surged to and fro like some foul beast in its death throes. At the very front, it had become difficult to tell the defenders apart from the enemy. Halvar had watched helplessly as men and dwarves simply fell from sheer exhaustion and were trampled to death beneath enemy boots. Such were the numbers of their fallen, in a cruel irony. Their bodies were now actually helping to slow the Silent One's advance. "Perhaps the others will get here soon," remarked Ularion. Halvar grunted. "In a way, I wish they would not. They will find only their own deaths. Unfortunately, my friend, there is nowhere left to run. Better to die here, fighting." "How fares your daughter?" asked Halvar. "She is about to return," he replied, frowning. "Against my wishes, of course. Both she and Linial are as stubborn as dwarves." "I can't speak to Linial," said Halvar. "But I think Kat takes after her father." Ularion grinned. "If you think I'm stubborn, you should have known her mother." As Halvar turned to concentrate his attention once again on the battle, Ularion spotted Kat and Linial approaching. "I thought I told you to wait for me to return," he scolded. The two mages did indeed look haggard. Both bore dark circles under their eyes, and their complexions were pale. "Those at the front are not getting rest," Kat pointed out. Ularion was just about to argue with her when the sudden appearance of a great light far away in the east caught his attention. Like another sun rising, it glowed with astonishing brilliance for more than a minute before gradually fading. As it dimmed, an eerie silence slowly fell. The defenders could only look on in utter confusion as their foes simply dropped their arms and crumbled with almost perfect unity into a vast mass of unresponsive flesh.
He did it," whispered Halvar, not sure if he could believe his own eyes.
But as shouts of victory came from the ranks, he knew this was no illusion.
"It's over!"
This time his voice boomed with sheer joy.
"Shinzan is dead!"
Gradually, more joined in until the sound of jubilation echoed off the mountainside.
It really was over.
Without Shinzan's power, the Silent Ones were unable to survive. Beaming with a happiness he had never known, King Halvar turned to Kat.
"Ethan has saved us. May his name be praised throughout Lumnia."
She did not respond, immediately turning away to speak to Linial instead.
"Please, I need your help."
Her face was racked with pain.
"Anything," he replied. "Help me get to Ethan."
Tears were already forming. Kira came bounding along toward them, smiling broadly. This vanished the second she spotted Kat's distress.
"I feel for your loss," she said,
bowing her head. Kat couldn't respond. She simply clutched onto Liniel's shirt in a silent plea that said, "Now." He nodded. A moment later, a raging tempest forced the others back. Long before it had settled, both mages were gone. As the leaders gathered, they became an island of silence among a sea of celebration. Without being told, they knew the price Ethan had paid.
"Are you sure he's dead?"
Eularion asked Kira. She nodded.
"I fear so."
"Don't count the lad out just yet," chipped in Halvar. "He's made it this far, and he is far tougher than he looks."
"Time for mourning will come soon enough," said Gannix. "Right now we have wounded to attend, and the dead to bury."
The world around them was demanding their attention. Each knew that the time to celebrate heroes was yet to come. Their hearts might be breaking, but duties to their kin remained.
"Come," said Lady Thora, taking Gannix by the hand. "I need your help getting more healing tents ready."
As if a signal had been given, the two other kings also set off in different directions. Only Kira lingered to say a silent prayer to the spirits, begging them to watch over Ethan.